This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Raised bed gardening has become a popular method for growing plants in areas with limited space or for those with mobility issues. Various sizes and designs of raised beds are being utilized, some from purchased kits, as well as those constructed with inexpensive materials. Here's SDSU Extension Horticulture Field Specialist Robin Butterbaugh.
Usually they need to have some sort of hard edging, so whether that's wood, 2x6 boards, or some people could use concrete blocks. There are some of those corrugated raised beds that you can purchase.
If utilizing wood siding, she advises avoiding green-treated lumber, opting instead for cedar or another wood species which can withstand weathering. SDSU Extension offers an informative fact sheet to aid gardeners with the basics of raised bed design. One example is a hugelkultur bed, which features various layers of materials, starting with old logs placed in a trench.
Not freshly cut logs, but logs that have been cut for a few years and have started to decay, and then building up the soil using layers of compost or organic material like leaves, grass clippings, compost, and then topping it off with some topsoil.
Butterbaugh indicates plant selection and water needs are considerations for raised bed gardening, but when managed correctly, offer home gardeners the chance to grow their favorite plants, regardless of location or physical ability. For greater details on constructing and growing with raised beds, visit extension.sdstate.edu and search Raised Bed Gardening.